Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey y'all, it is almost time for our next weight loss challenge, which means that if you are ready to enroll with us as a Perfect Fit Nutrition weight loss member, it is almost time. If you're ready to get rid of the quick fixes, the fad diets, and learn how to lose weight eating real food while living your normal and realistic life, then make sure to get on our wait list so that you're the first to know when our challenge enrollment opens. To get on the wait list, go to perfectfitnutrition.com and in the right-hand corner, you will see program wait list. We can't wait to have you with us soon. Hey y'all, welcome back to Say Grace Podcast. Today I have a super special guest with me to talk about fitness and weight loss. So my friend and the owner of the bar studio that I teach at locally here in Flowood, Mississippi, Erin Tate, is here with me to talk all about different types of exercise and how it affects the body and your weight loss attempts. Welcome, Erin.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, Erin is here, y'all. And so I have known Erin for a really long time. We go back probably, I think we met when I was pregnant with Sarah Mason and you were pregnant as well. Both of our girls are the same age. And so that was nine years ago. And so since then, we have kind of been in and out of each other's lives, but about, let's see, I was pregnant with Glory. It was a little bit before that that I joined your bar studio, which is The Bar in Flowood. And so I worked out there until I decided to become an instructor. And so since then, I've been an instructor with Erin for how many years? 2021 is what my username is. So how many years? That's 3 years. I've been in 3 years in March. Yeah. Yes, I started in March. So yeah, I've been an instructor there for 3 years. And so Erin is, I think we both have the same relationship, right? Like you're my go-to with fitness questions. And I think I'm your go-to with nutrition questions. Mm-hmm. Like we both understand the general concept of the opposite thing, but we know if we need more detail, we're going to go to each other for fitness or nutrition. And so today I just thought it would be really good to have Erin on to talk about exercise and weight loss. I know that for a lot of my clients, my followers, just my people in general, exercise can feel a little complicated. Like on one hand, some of our ladies just don't have time to fit it in, you know, and I know that you believe you better make time. but on the other hand, we do have a lot of ladies that do try to fit it in and it does kind of mess with their mind as far as the scale goes. Because when you're exercising, you're building muscle, you may be retaining a little fluid, this, that, and the other. And so you feel like, oh gosh, I got to the gym and I worked so hard, and you expect to see the scale drop, and it doesn't. And so, you know, we are constantly at Perfect Fit having to explain that to our clients who are exercising. And so today I hope we can kind of dive in on that and maybe dive in on why we don't worry about that as much when we are, you know, eating right and moving our body. But before we do that, I want to just kind of get into you. Who are you? Okay. And maybe even a little bit about bar. Like what is bar? And all you're not just a bar instructor. You got a lot of other fitness passions. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I guess my love for all fitness started in college. I was a collegiate athlete. I danced all through college. But before that, like I was an active kid. I swam competitively, like I did ballet. I had my little stint in gymnastics, but yeah. I don't like going backwards. That ended very quickly. but I continued dancing all through college, and, you know, I wasn't the best dancer. Like, I had a few tricks that were okay.
Hey,
like
if you were on college dance team, well, you were a good dancer. I mean.
So, I went to a smaller college.
Okay.
It would be probably the equivalent to what Southern Miss is here okay. to, like, okay. Ole Miss.
Yeah,
or, you know.
Yeah.
So, I went to Western.
Okay.
Smaller school. Loved it. Had a great experience all 4 years. So I danced my freshman and sophomore year.
Okay.
Went to go try out my junior year, and I did not make it. I thought I was big stuff. You know, I'm going back for a third year. Like, I kind of took my tryout, you know, subpar. So we got callbacks, and my number was not called back.
Oh, my gosh.
I lived with, you know, three other dancers. We had an apartment together. So, you know, you think, what next? Like, mm-hmm. they're going to keep going, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be the weird one in the group.
Right.
So, they had fall tryouts. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to, you know, try a little harder this time. So I made it back on the team, but you know, you miss summer practice. You miss all the bonding, team bonding stuff all summer. Mm-hmm. So I came in halfway through the season. And then senior year, I just decided, you know, maybe this wasn't for me. I didn't really get to experience college. We, you know, had to be in the gym at, you know, 5 a.m. for conditioning, and then we have evening practices, and then you have ball games. And, yeah. you know, when you go to dance at a ball game, it's an all-day thing.
Right.
Like, the game may not start till 5 or 6 at night, but you're there at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you may have, like, a clinic, or and then you go straight to game day stuff where you have to mingle with the crowd and all day and all night dancing at the game, and then you're exhausted.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and then on, you know, school on top of that, and then I had a job on top of that. So senior year, I kind of just decided, you know, maybe it's my time.
Right.
So once you quit, you kind of realize, wow, a lot of time just opened up. So
right.
I worked out, went to the gym, you know, this and that, but it didn't feel that dance void.
Okay.
So I found a local bar studio, went in, loved the exercise. It implemented everything that I loved about dance. You know, it made you feel beautiful. Like, you still are exercising. It's hard, really hard. So I approached one of the owners, you know, about teaching, and, you know, I had a dance background, blah, blah, blah. So I went into training, did that, and it took me a little longer than most, I would say. Like, you know, I put a lot of effort into it, but it just wasn't what they wanted, you know?
Right.
And that was a me thing, because they were great. Like, these owners taught me a lot about bar fitness, about business, actually.
Right.
They had very high standards, and it was a great thing. They had a great business there, and it was thriving, so I wanted to be a part of it, but unfortunately, I just didn't make the cut. I taught for a little while.
And then they let you go.
Yes. But, you know, I took a lot with me, and, you know, your pride's hurt a little bit.
I am. Y'all, she told me this story before we pressed record, and, like, I am shook. I never knew this. I never knew this, because Erin, like, sometimes, like, with some of our newer instructors, you're just kind of like, sis, you're going to have to step it up, you know? and like, I've always, of course, respected that statement by you, but now, like, I respect it so much more when I know that that happened to you. And so, like, you know, like, either you're either going to step up and improve, or you aren't going to work out. You know what I mean? And so I think it's really cool that, like, you went through that cutting process, you know, also, because we've had a lot of instructors come and go, and they just didn't, you know, quite cut it. And so I think that's really cool that you were once one of those people. But then what happened? But then what happened? Tell us what happened next.
So, you know, with my little tail tucked between my legs after that, my dad moved down here when I...
And we're in Mississippi,
before I graduated. So he took a job down here, and I was born and raised in Kentucky. And I was like, let me go see the world.
Let's go to Mississippi.
Something new. So packed up, came down here. The plan was to go into nursing school, you know, apply for nursing school, because my dad's family has a very heavy medical background. Mm-hmm. So it just felt right, you know, that's what I needed to do. So I took a tech job at UMC.
Okay, our local hospital.
Yes. And, you know, I found out really quickly, maybe I didn't like that side of healthcare.
Girl, same.
You know, it just wasn't my cup of tea. But, you know, I did meet my husband there.
Okay. So, that's why you went. Love, that's why you were supposed to be there, right?
Love was found at UNC.
I'm still wondering what my purpose was at UNC, because my 1 year there was not, I did not have, other than I walked more than I've ever walked in my life coming from that parking garage.
And to go get lunch.
Yes. I mean, other than that, I'm still like, now why did I, anyway, I will never forget the day, the first time as a floor dietitian intern or dietetic intern, I walked in a room and a patient was handcuffed to the bed. And I was like, oh, we do that here. Oh. And you want me to talk to him about a heart healthy diet? Sure. You know, I was so young. But anyway, okay, so you met your husband.
Yes. And, you know, the rest is history. So when we met, let's see, I still lived with my dad. So mm-hmm. I moved down here and I was super young, fresh out of college, mm-hmm. didn't know anybody. So I lived with my dad, and my husband is 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So when he asked me out on a date, I'm, you know, fresh out of school, I'm like, what does he want? Somebody
grandpa.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a man. I don't know how to date a man. Like, dates to me were beer and wings.
Right, like, right.
You know, the bar. So, you know, he took me on a date. Show me how a man takes somebody on a date. Wooed me. And, so now we have two
The rest is
babies.
History, yeah.
Yes. But when I moved down here, I needed to find some kind of community. Mm-hmm. You know, the hospital...
You needed friends outside of work too.
And, you know, like I said, fitness was a love of mine. I needed mm-hmm. that stress relief. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to go for a run when I first moved down here, and I quickly realized no, the humidity mm-mm. here,
yes, suffocating.
I think I made it to the end of the road, I mean, which is maybe 100 feet, and
it was
I realized
awful.
Like, nope, I wasn't a runner in Kentucky. Don't get me wrong,
right?
Like, I didn't, but I could do it.
Yeah. Here is bad. And it's crazy because Jess will just get out and run like miles and miles. And I'm like, you're in the middle of the day. I'm like, you're insane. But it's bad.
You can't breathe. And I quickly realized like Mississippi is a whole
different
ballgame down here. So I looked at local bar studios and I saw that there was a Pure Bar here.
Mm-hmm.
Contacted the owner. At the time, they weren't, you know, looking for any instructors. Mm-hmm. So I found one closer to my house, which is actually where I am now.
Right. So the owner ended up selling several.
Yes,
we met at this particular studio, and then years later, the owner ended up getting out and trying to get out from under the space, and that's when you came in.
Yep, that's when we
did. But so you found the bar studio, and then what? Did you start as a student first, or
I think I bought
first?
I think I bought a month mm-hmm. and did it, and I found out who the owner was.
Mm-hmm.
And I approached her, and we got to talking, and I came on. They trained me. Had a great thing. Had some really amazing instructors
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I met a lot of people that I still come to the studio now.
Right.
That from then. And even instructors, like I still keep in contact with a lot of them.
So then after you were there for a while, you became an instructor there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on.
Well, I taught there until I got pregnant with Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
I taught all through my pregnancy.
I remember taking a class. You were humongous pregnant.
I took a 6 a.m. class with Robin Lane, I remember. And I went into labor that day. Like, I took the 6 a.m. class. I had an 8 a.m. doctor's appointment. So I was at the doctor's office, and she texted me. She was like, hey, I just tested positive for the flu.
Oh, no.
I was rubbing all over your belly this morning. And I'm like, okay. So about 24 hours later, I actually got admitted I went to the emergency room to get fluids and to be monitored.
Had the flu.
I did. I was almost 9 months pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
Pregnant. Yep. So I had to go get monitored and make sure the baby was okay. That was fine.
Oh my gosh.
And then the next day I went into labor.
You were already at the hospital? Or you went back?
Well, I went back home.
Oh my gosh.
And I went back later that night.
But your labor was pretty good, right?
My labor was great.
Yeah.
Like, Daniel will tell you a different story.
Well, I mean, it's different. Great. No mother I know is delivering and like happy and whatever, but.
It was my first pregnancy. You know, I was new, super young. Daniel, you know, had been married before and had a kid. So he'd
mm-hmm,
been through it. I was
mm-hmm.
super scared. My mom wasn't here. My dad was actually at a conference. So he wasn't here. So we go in, you know, I call my mom, she's 4 hours away. So when we go in, she's like, I'm packing a bag, I'm on my way. But, you know, got the epidural. I am not a natural girl. I'm a weenie when it comes to pain.
Yeah.
So I, you know, we did all that. Labor wasn't bad all night, but when it came time to pushing, I think it was 10 minutes. She was out.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. That's, I mean, so I did bar, like I said, I had some scares with Glory early in the pregnancy. And so I remember taking some time off. And then I remember this was before I was an instructor. I remember seeing if you were going to be on the schedule, and then I would go when, even though I wasn't quite cleared, I really shouldn't have probably been back. I just needed to move my body a little bit. I was probably about 3 or 4 months pregnant at the time. But I so from that time that I was cleared after that, you know, I stayed as consistent as I could with some of the mom fear that I had going on with the pregnancy. And I mean, I really do feel like that had a huge part in the fact that I was able to have a successful VBAC. Yeah. You know, I just felt so strong, and like in my core, in my lower half, like I just felt so strong, you know. And to feel that way when your abs are basically like nothing by the time you get to delivery is incredible. And then, of course, I feel like I snapped back a little bit faster because I did get back to bar as soon as I could. I remember driving Glory up in the Duna. I would park her.
When I'm taught with Glory on my hip.
I do. I mean, she would just let me. I would literally drive the Duna into the studio, park the Duna next to me on the mat, and nobody was bothered. And so I did it until she became a terror.
It takes a village, and that's what I tell my clients now. I'm like, look, if you have a little one, like,
bring them.
You got to get it in where you can.
Glory's coming with me to teach next week, y'all. We'll see if she's we'll see if she stands by that statement, because Glory is now 4 and hell on wheels. But anyway, okay, so all that to say, I know we got kind of sidetracked, but I just think this story is so cool, because I think you could ask anyone that steps in our studio that has done bar at another studio anywhere, and they would say, we have something different where we are. Our flair, our vibe, our just everything about our studio and the way we teach, the style that we teach is different. It's unique. A lot of people will go on vacation and maybe go to like a more well-known, you know, a bar studio that is in lots of different cities, you know, that's, you know, more well-known. There's several of them. And they'll come back and be like, it wasn't like the bar. It wasn't like you guys, you know? And so I think it's so cool that you had to go through, it didn't just happen, right? Your unique flair, your vibe, what you bring to the table wasn't just there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You built it. You learned. You made mistakes. You got fired from other bar studios. And then you came back and you worked hard to get better. You know, and a lot of people, I think, will look at, like, I know they look at me this way, and I'm sure they look at you this way, like, it's a blessing, or, like, we've done, you know, we just got lucky, or whatever, mm-hmm. And yeah, it is a blessing, but also, like, sis, don't forget that, you know, 7 years ago, I was strolling people into the bathroom at a coffee shop, making them stand with their bare feet on the dirty floor before they got on the scale. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a blessing now that I get to work from home on the computer and be with my family, but, like, I worked hard, and I rinsed and repeated and edited and made changes, and then just kept looking
to the end.
Trial and error and not giving up. Yeah. You know, just because your first time as a bar instructor, you got fired. I mean, maybe you need to try again. And you did. But think about all the people out there who may not have, who may have just said, well, I suck. This isn't for me, or it's not going to work out for me. And so I just think that is so inspiring, not only as a business owner, but as people, in like anyone trying to pursue fitness and health, right? We have so many people that will come to the studio and kind of get discouraged because they're not as strong as the girl next to him, next to them. Little do they know, like, she's been here for 10 years, yeah. You know, or
like the weight's just not melting off. You
know? Right, right. Or yeah, when they start trying to, you know, do a new way of weight loss with us, and then they're just like, okay, the scale's not dropping like so-and-so's is. And I'm like, well, so-and-so has more to lose than you. Like, no one's journey is the same. And so I think you're a really great example of how, yeah, probably when you were getting fired and not making the dance team and all the things, like, you were thinking, oh my gosh, life sucks. What is wrong? Yeah. You know, but I think that's what's made your story so much more beautiful. You know what I mean? So, okay. So, but let's get into, now that I've ranted for literally like 20 minutes. Okay. Let's get into some questions. Okay. So we know that Erin is the fitness queen, y'all. Not only does she own a bar studio, she owns two bar studios now. We just opened one in Gluckstadt, if you are local to us. But also she is, now tell me your certifications, because
personal trainer.
She is a certified personal trainer and certified nutrition coach. Okay. And so, but she also does some strongman, like she lifts heavy weights. And if y'all saw her, you would not think that. I think it's so cool. So anyway, she is into all kinds of fitness. And so she is going to talk to us a little bit just about the basics of fitness for a little while. So first, Erin, tell me, why is strength training good for the body? Like, why should people not just be running on the treadmill all the time? Like, why should we shoot for strength training?
Okay, so strength training, you need it, period. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You need it. It builds your muscles. So not only does your build your muscles, but it defines your body, mm-hmm. right? So you can do all the cardio in the world, but it's taking away from your muscle mass.
Right.
So you want to build that muscle so you look more toned. It's mm-hmm. going to boost your metabolism. It's going to help you burn more calories mm-hmm. throughout the day. Plus, a good thing about it, you get to eat more. Mm-hmm. So the more mm-hmm. you eat, the bigger the muscles. Mm-hmm. Now, what you eat, obviously, matters. You know this. Right. It's what you eat that's going to build those muscles. But you get to fuel your body. You get to eat more. You get to eat more whole foods mm-hmm. just with 3 days a week adding strength training in, right?
Because your metabolism is boosted. You are yes. actively burning more calories. Not only just burning more calories because you've worked out, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, you check your fitness watch and you see you burn 200 calories or whatever in this bar class. But you are burning calories throughout the day. Even at rest, your metabolism is higher if you are exercising consistently.
And the more conditioned, you know, your cardiorespiratory system mm-hmm. is, like, the lower your basal heart rate is, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So compare, I think my resting heart rate is like 58, mm-hmm. 60 right there. You recover mm-hmm. from stuff faster. Mm-hmm. Like, the quicker you can get back down to that basal heart rate, mm-hmm. the quicker you'll recover. Mm-hmm. So not only is strength training good for your muscles, it's good for your mind, it's also good for your bones, osteoporosis.
Yes.
For our older ladies, you know, strength, just because you've hit a certain age does not mean you can't do it, mm-hmm. right? You now, are you going to lift as much as you're lifting
no.
in the gym? No, you got to learn what you're capable of and what
your
body can do. But definitely adding those weights in is going to help prevent, you know, osteoporosis, all the other conditions, mm-hmm. Physiological conditions, you know, diabetes.
Yeah, any heart issues.
Yes,
yeah.
All that.
It just makes your body function better, really, especially as you age, especially in building the muscle. I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen with our, like, older population is building that muscle creates those stronger bones. And, like, that is a matter of life or death as you get older. Like, if you fall and break your hip, like, sis, that is hard, you know, whereas if you could, it's hard to recover as an 80-year-old. But if you are moving your body, being physically active and can fall and possibly not break something because of that, I mean, that's life-changing, yeah. right?
And you're never too old to start.
No, never.
Now, should you have started, you know, back in your 20s? Absolutely. But right. shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right.
Start now.
For everything,
you
right.
can, yeah.
Okay, so tell me, do you have to work out every day or for long lengths of time to get muscle? Okay, I know a lot of people, like, when we think about building muscle, they think about, like, the gym bros or whatever, mm-hmm. like the dudes, you know, with the cutoff shirts and
see,
the gym.
I could go on a long rant on this. This is a tricky question.
Okay.
So, no, you don't have to work out every day. Strength training, generally, people say 2 to 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing so much damage to the muscle, it has to recover, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to tear mm-hmm. the muscle apart for it to grow.
Right.
So that's where also rest days come in.
And that's why you're sore, for the record. If yes. you are feeling, you know, you're breaking down those muscles when you work out. So if you're feeling soreness the next day, mm-hmm. that's actually a good thing. Yeah. You know, you just have to make sure to fuel your body right to heal them back up
to
properly.
Repair those muscles. Yeah. And then, you know, 3 days a week. And if you're like me, where I don't like to sit still, I like mm-hmm. to be active, mm-hmm. you know, whether I'm taking the kids on a walk or I'm popping into a class or mm-hmm. doing yoga, I like to move my body.
Mm-hmm.
So on days that you're not lifting the heavy weights, you can supplement walking. Like walking is the best underrated form of exercise.
Right.
You know, 10-minute walks after your meal is a game changer.
Not even just for your body, but for your mind,
yes,
y'all. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Like, that's our family time. Like, that's our time where, you know, we can unplug. We're not distracted by the dishes in the sink,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, granted, we're distracted, making sure the kids don't run out in the middle of the road.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
You know, it's relaxing. Fresh air. You got the vitamin D. Mm-hmm. You got the sunshine. So, yes, everybody needs to walk. Everybody needs to weight train.
And it doesn't have to be 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be 45 minutes.
No, it doesn't have to be 2 hours at the gym.
Right.
Wait, you know, no. I have a gym in my garage, and usually what takes the most time for us out there is the kids coming out there asking for snacks.
Yeah.
But you can get a very beneficial workout mm-hmm. in 45 minutes to an hour.
And I think I personally experienced this at a stage in my life where, like, I don't know, I was the cardio queen in college. I would just get on the elliptical and yeah. go, you know, and then same when I was trying, like when I was getting ready for the wedding, weights scared me. And I think that was just our era too mm-hmm. back then, you know. But then Jess and I, after we got married, we got into CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved our gym. I loved the people we met. It was for us too, kind of a community thing. We had moved out here and like, we weren't very far from home, but we were far enough that like our entire friend circle was still there and we were 35 minutes away, you know? And so we felt we needed a community and we found one. And it was wonderful. But CrossFit workouts are the most extreme form of exercise. Mm-hmm. And so when I was like a young thing and that's all we had to do was go to the gym after work and then go home and like lay on the floor until it was time for bed because we were so worn out, you know, mm-hmm. fine. Okay. Well then, so I did CrossFit for years. But then I had Sarah Mason and like, okay, there's only so long that you're going to put your baby's car seat on the mat in front of you while you do a WOD and like, you know, enjoy it. Like I had been at work all day. I wanted to go home. I wanted to be with my baby. I wanted to cook dinner and go to bed. You know what I mean? And so I quit CrossFit. And then I experienced this lull because I'm like, okay, I need to get a good workout. But what is it? Because like I'm not going to go as intense or as long as I was. You know, there was no time for that anymore in my life as a young mom. Mm-hmm. And so for a while, I just didn't do anything, you know, like and the other bar studio did have like pop-up classes near me for a little while, but then they closed it down, you know, so like I couldn't find anything that I felt to be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, because I couldn't get out of my mind that, okay, if I'm not legit dying and burning 500 calories, what's the point? And what's crazy, Erin, is now I have PTSD probably from that period of my life. Like, I still cannot do a really intense workout. But I'll do bar and I'll do, you know, I do these like 30-minute at home, like mainly weight training type exercises. And like, what's crazy though is my body is so much more fit now than it was. Like, I like the way I look and I like the way I feel so much more now than I ever did. Yeah, I mean, I loved that I could lift really heavy or whatever back in my CrossFit days, but like, I also couldn't fit into my polyester work shirts. I also struggled to breathe. Like, I will never forget, just like snored every night when we were CrossFitting because
the
he just
injuries too.
It's insane. Oh my gosh, I still have knee issues. Yeah. And so all that to say, I don't work out now. A bar workout, we go 50 minutes sometimes, but that includes stretch, that includes warm up and cool down. Like, it's not 50 minute hardcore. But other than that, I won't do more than 30, 35 minutes. And I mean, I consider myself well into fitness, you know what I mean? And so, I think it's so important that all that you just said, just about how you don't have to make it just this intense, hardcore thing.
I think everybody needs to be well-rounded in when it comes to fitness. Like, it kind of makes me cringe when people are like, oh, I just CrossFit, or I just do this. And I'm like, why?
I just walk
You're
a few times.
You're selling yourself short. Like, dabble a little bit. Mm-hmm. Find out what you like. You know, it took me a long time. I tried CrossFit. First time I busted my shins on a box jump.
Your girl, no, was done.
I was done. And a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, I have talked her into doing Strongman with me. And I did a CrossFit class with her not too long ago. I think it was last summer, actually. And, you know, I felt like I was pretty tough.
Yeah.
You know, I can lift the heavy weight. So they stuck me with two of the athletes, I guess, that are RX. That's
yeah,
the elite.
Yeah, prescribed.
You know,
yeah,
like we're going to kick it up and, oh, I can do these numbers. It's great. Girl, I got about two backwards lunges in.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
jello.
And we were doing toes to bars. I have never done that before. I mean, I ripped my hands wide.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
You know, at the time, I was competitive in strongman. Like, I was active training daily.
Lifting heavy.
Yes, had competitions prepping for. And so I texted my coach. He always got on to me because I would go off program and...
Yeah, when she was training for strongman, she'd still take like several bar
yes,
classes a week.
He's like, that is not what I'm talking about. So I, you know, I sent him a picture of my hands, and I was like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to do my training this week. And
oh
he's
my
like,
gosh,
I told you not to do stupid stuff. He's like, this is classified as stupid stuff because you know, me and Daniel like to do all those little couple TikToks videos together, like where you do the partner stuff.
Yeah,
and we'd always send it to him, and he'd be like, "Stop!" I'm always talking him into crazy stuff, but so you know, that just wasn't for me. I'm
me
sorry,
either,
but and you know, now that I'm getting a little older, and you know, I watched Daniel blow out a bicep last year, and I love strongman. Like, it is so empowering getting this boulder that weighs twice your weight, you know, and loading it or picking something on your back that's three times your weight. Like, it for me, it's very empowering. But it's very damaging to your body. Like, it tore me up. And, like, I'm not a very big framed person. My family is rather petite. Like, I'm a smaller framed individual. And, you know, when I was doing strongman, like, I was beefing up.
You were.
And it wasn't that it was muscle either. Like, I was eating a lot. I was fueling my body in the right ways, but it was inflammation. It was my muscles were constantly sore and they were constantly inflamed from the training that I was doing. So after I got injured last summer, adductor, like groin injury, I took a step back and was like, maybe, you know, I just need to take a break. I need to let my body heal. Well, I feel like I lost, you know, all my thickness.
Well,
I liked my thickness.
Well, I mean, you look really great.
Thank you.
Look great.
But I lost that swelling.
Right. You lost
was.
The inflammation.
Yes,
I can tell
it.
You've just got more definition in your muscles. Your face is thinner.
Yeah.
Like, everything is
I
just.
I feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I do. My joints feel better. I don't. Like, my back is not out of whack every day. And it's because I changed it up. Like,
that's right.
I was like,
you did some. You changed it to something that is more enjoyable, something that you could commit to daily, weekly, whatever. I feel like a lot of women like want to dive off into something hardcore and then they don't stick to it because it stinks, it sucks, whatever. They're too sore, whatever. Okay, so that is a good segue into the next question that I had for you. So, like, there is low impact and high impact. And I think some of what we've been talking about, or most of what we've been talking about, is, like, high impact, high intensity. Like, tell us, because bar is a low impact workout. So, now, when I say low impact, no one be confused that, like, you're not going to feel the burn, okay? Like, our favorite thing to do is watch somebody's legs like shake when they're on the bar, because that, you know, they're burning, they're building, they're changing their muscles or whatever. But low impact is very different than, you know, what we just discussed with, like, you know, insane weightlifting mixed with burpees mixed with, so tell us the difference. Tell us, like, how they affect your body differently.
Okay, so with strength.
Hey guys, so this episode went a little longer than we expected, so I went ahead and broke it up into two different podcast episodes. So join us back in 2 weeks for the second part of our fitness and weight loss conversation with Erin with The Bar. We are going to talk about all things low impact versus high impact and how it should matter to a woman when making that choice. We're going to talk about rest days and why we need them. We're going to talk about how fitness and strength training can help in your weight loss and some things you need to focus on in order to get over the mental battle of working out, building muscle while trying to lose weight. We also brought three fun questions that we're going to ask each other just about different topics such as nutrition, weight loss, exercise, and more. So join us back in 2 weeks as we continue this discussion with Erin. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!